Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tribhuwandas Beamji Zaveri Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Binayisha Zaveri. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed shareholders and investors, a warm welcome to the earnings call for Q3 FY24 and nine months FY24 for Tribhuwandas Beamji Zaveri Limited. In a hyper-competitive marketplace, TBZ Limited has showcased resilience and adaptability, underlined by a steady rise in profitability during Q3 FY24 and nine months FY24. Despite encountering revenue challenges, we have navigated through fluctuating gold prices and market uncertainties with strategic acumen. This resilience is evident in our financial performance, with significant increases in key profitability metrics, with holding patterns on revenue. One of our operational highlights during Q3 was the inauguration of our new showroom in Vapi GIDC. This is in line with our strategy to judiciously enhance our presence in strategic markets. Vapi's economic vibrancy and burgeoning consumer base make it a promising location for our premium jewelry offerings. As we look ahead, we remain committed to delivering superb craftsmanship and differentiated value to our customers while pushing for quality growth for our stakeholders. Since our inception in 1864, Tribhuwandas Beamji Zaveri has been synonymous with uncompromising quality, transparency, and trustworthiness in the Indian jewelry industry. Even today, this reputation remains strong with a multi-generational clientele, and we are continuously working to fortify these pillars of trust and integrity built over 159 years. I now invite Mr. Mukesh Sharma, our CFO, to provide further insights into our financial performance and strategic initiatives.
Thank you, Ms. Zaveri. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to delve deeper into the financial highlights of Q3 FY24 and nine months FY24, as well as our ongoing initiatives to drive operational excellence and sustain profitable growth. While facing down competitive challenges in the marketplace, our focus on operational efficiency has yielded promising results each quarter. Our gross profit margins have demonstrated steady improvement over the last few quarters, reflecting our commitment to enhancing profitability while maintaining our appeal with customers through the highest standards of quality. In Q3 FY24, we witnessed a commendable increase of 13.53% in gross profit compared to the same period last year, reaching to 92.33 crore with a gross margin of 12.46%. Similarly, in nine months FY24, our gross profit surged by 17.31% YOY to rupees 235.4 crore with a gross margin of 30.13%. These figures underscore our ability to transcend evolving market dynamics and optimize our product mix to drive value creation. Our improving operational efficiency and cost management is also reflected in our steadily improving EBITDA margins. In Q3 FY24, our EBITDA margins expanded to 6.1%, up by 77 basis points YOY, representing a notable increase compared to the previous year. Similarly, for nine months FY24, our EBITDA margins stood at 5.98%, up by 158 basis points YOY. As we navigate through the remainder of the financial year, we maintain commitment to maintain our sales momentum through strategic expansion. Our ongoing initiatives include optimizing our supply chain, prudent financial management, and diversifying our product offerings to cater to evolving customer preferences. Additionally, our focus on expanding our presence through our owned new stores and through the franchise model continues to be in play. In this light, we are delighted to invite all to experience our new stores in Vapi GIDC, which has made an encouraging beginning. Thank you all for your participation today. Let us begin with the questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Utsav, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just like to know, like, there's been a degrowth in the revenue while the other companies have shown a growth in the jewelry space. Any reason why our companies have a degrowth in the revenue?
As I've highlighted in past also, the other companies, there's a lot of new stores addition. So those growth does not reflect the same store growth. Yeah, in our case, as I have updated, we are cutting down on our corporate sale, which are not with much profit. This is one of the reasons. Some reasons are there with respect to the gold prices. So whenever there is a surge in the gold prices, the quantum goes down. So we have experienced that immediately after Diwali, there was a high gold prices has created some impact in the revenue top line. Also, the marriage season was shifted 15 days ahead in quarter three. This year, which has also created some impact on the revenue.
Okay, and like you are planning to open up 2-3 stores also, right? But only one store has come up in Vapi. By when can you expect the other stores to open up?
Yeah, so two more stores are under closure right now, and it's going for the store capex. So two stores we will see opening in quarter four or maybe early in quarter one. Early in a quarter one. So maybe in first part of April or maybe in quarter four.
Two new stores opening.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one more thing, right? What kind of demand do you foresee for this particular quarter? Because there's a certain marriage season that will also be coming up, that's coming up in February.
Yes, we are seeing a good traction in the month of January. Yeah, so we are on a YOY increase on the Jan month, and we see a good quarter in Q4.
Okay, so we're seeing good uptake in January, right? YOY.
Yeah. Okay. YOY, we see a good Q4.
Okay, and just one more thing. Last question on the side.
Yeah.
Like the pace of the pace at which you're opening up the stores, right? It's very slow. I feel that. Does the management want to get more aggressive and where instead of opening up two stores, open up maybe 6-7 stores, something like that the management has in mind?
Yeah, so we have more than 5 to 8 in expression of interest with respect to the franchisee, which is actively under negotiation right now. So which we will see the momentum getting created in FY24-25. We are very cautious, as we have updated in past also. We want a profitable market share rather than opening store every nooks and corner of the country. So we are very selective that way, and we believe in a robust growth rather than opening stores everywhere.
Okay. I got it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit Suresh from Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question would be, how is the wedding market? So I guess some days of the wedding season have also come in Q4. So if you could overall give me a picture of how the wedding market has been for you.
The wedding season compared to the last year, as I said, this has shifted a little bit in Q3 and shifted to Q4. Wedding season is not that great because the gold prices has played a little spoil spot there. However, it's not as bad also. So we are seeing a flattish kind of demand in this wedding season.
Got it. Okay. So second on the studded jewelry, so what will be the share for Q3 of the studded form?
Can you repeat your question?
In the studded jewelry, the diamonds, and what will be the share for diamonds in this quarter, Q3?
See, diamond ratio has improved a little bit in this Q3. So last year, quarter three, gold diamond ratio was 80-20, and this year, quarter three has become 77-23. So 3% diamond share has increased.
Got it. Got it. So my last question would be on the margins part. So in, like last 3 or 4 quarters, our EBITDA margins have been ranging in the, you know, 6 to 6.5% bracket. So for FY25, FY26, what kind of margin growth or any ballpark number you have in mind which you would like to share that you're targeting?
Margin growth is on a upward trajectory right now, and I foresee it must be going above 6.5% in immediate quarters.
And is that sustainable for the next financial year?
Very much. As I said that in FY23-24, we are more focused on the profitability and less focused on the revenue side, which will get corrected in FY24-25. We will be focusing both on the revenue because a lot of work has already gone into the improvement of the margin and cost-cutting measures we have taken, which has resulted in even increase in the EBITDA margin as well.
Got it. So the previous participant had asked about the expansion plans. You highlighted around 5 to 8 stores. You know, you have some expressions of interest in the franchisee part. So on setting up your own stores, what will be the target for FY25? Will it be 1 or 2 stores, or are you planning to increase that also?
No, I don't deny or comment on any number on the own store side. If we get an opportunity and if there are reasons to open the own store, we will not shy away to open a new store in FY24-25. However, I can't commit a number on the COCO stores, but yes, on the FOFO store, franchisee on franchisee operated, we are more focused there. And as I said, 2 stores you'll very soon you'll see in quarter 4, later part of the quarter 4 or the earlier part of Q1 next year. And there are 5 to 8 active discussions which are currently going on, and you will very soon see those stores also coming up somewhere near the Diwali season.
Great. Thank you so much for answering all my questions and wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Suresh.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question is from Darshan Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my question. So just wanted to ask, like, so currently, like, how I see our trajectory going is that this year we focused more on our margin and cost initiatives, and from FY25 we will be able to see, you know, more focus on revenue. So any kind of guidance for revenue for FY25 we may have, so any ballpark targets, like, you might close this year around, you know, 2300 crores. So, can we, what kind of targets, new stores coming up should we have for FY25?
The jewelry sector commitment on the revenue growth is a little difficult and a little tricky situation. However, we always try to at least get somewhere sales, same store sales growth of around 15 to 20%. As we add new stores, obviously the sales growth will be in a different percentages. So difficult to quantify one number. I mean, roughly we can assume around 15 to 20% sales growth we should easily see in FY25.
Oh, 15 to 20% easily we can see. And our margins, we can see around 6.5, and maybe that could also jump up a bit with operating leverage.
Yes, we are hopeful that we should be able to take the EBITDA margin up also.
Oh, perfect, sir. So just wanted to ask, currently, like, the market scenario, how do we see, like, as per our channel check, there is some sluggishness going on right now, like, the demand is not flourishing. It's not slow, but it's not flourishing. So could you just, you know, give us, like, a brief overview right now, what do you see the market scenario as, and does elections play any role in terms of demand?
Election is there in sight, and unless there are policy changes from the government side, we don't see any reason of election impacting the buying pattern or demand, right? However, the momentum of, as you know, the Indian economy is on the upward trajectory, so we don't see momentum going away very soon. So we see that the revenue growth and this momentum to continue in near future.
Okay. Any kind of risk that you personally see that, you know, that can, you know, damper our speed, you know, can act as a, you know, speed bump to us?
I don't see. As you know, TBZ is been cautiously moving ahead in terms of the opening a new store also. So as I said, we are more focused on the profitable share of the market, wherein we are cautiously opening the store, evaluating every options, and then going ahead with our franchise network as well. So I don't see, personally don't see any challenge from a TBZ perspective.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So thank you so much for that answer most of my questions. All the best.
Thank you, Darshan.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhushan Sonar, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to know, after opening new showrooms in Vapi, JIDC, Gujarat, what kind of growth you are seeing from that area or location? By when will the stores break even? Can you throw some light on it?
See, the new store in Gujarat, Vapi, is catering to a different geography than what our current store is doing. And we are seeing a good traction and good sales in that store as well, and that is already in a profitable state. Yeah. It's also our experiment in terms of opening a smaller size stores, which we are actually experimenting whether this kind of smaller format franchise stores may also work in these kind of cities. So there are various strategic reasons with which we have opened, and having said that, there is a good sales there. It's not that sale is getting impacted having two stores in Vapi. So we are seeing good sales and profitable store there.
Okay. Can you also talk about how you change your supply chains to make it better, especially with current market locations?
Very difficult to answer in this question. See, there are various reasons with various initiatives what we have taken internally. Supply chain is also one of the parts of those strategic initiative what we have taken, and which is getting reflected into our gross profit margin.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Juhi KH from ABH. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, so we are projecting 5 to 8 FOFO stores till next Diwali. Can you throw some light on the inventory turnover and the revenue which we would be expecting from these FOFO stores?
Yeah, so as the name suggests, franchisee owned, franchisee operated. The investment in the capex is done by the franchisee. The inventory investment is done by the franchisee. TBZ, of course, from the brand side, there is a complete brand support from the TBZ side, product designs, the designing part, the marketing side, everything is taken care of by the TBZ. So training, retail related experiences. So we are creating everything, the investment and the store being run by the franchisee.
Okay. Yeah, so how much?
So there's no substantive investment from the TBZ side. So there, while we get the share the profitability, however, there is a investment is done by the franchisee.
Still, I would be expecting some level of PBT from these stores.
The own store operations and franchisee store operation, obviously there is a difference because when we operate a franchisee store, the gross margin is shared. So there will be a slight impact on the gross margin side, while PAT or PBT will be on a higher side because there will be zero expense below the gross margin lines, right? So it's kind of shifting of the expenses to a sharing of a gross margin, and the expense is shifted to the P&L of the franchisee, wherein he gets a good gross margin on the inventory, but he shares the retail expense.
So can you throw some light on how much gross margin we would be sharing or what would be the gross margin we would be expecting flow post our focus stores in place?
See, the gross margins, there's a different model for each of the franchisee in a different regions, and depends on the size of inventory, depends on the turn, what we agree with each other, depends on how much inventory they will carry. We more focus on the what return franchisee would be making out of our investment. Obviously, from a company perspective, we always focus on the return on capital employed, and we see from that perspective in the year one, year two, year three, how the business spends, how much is the ROI franchisee is going to make, how much ROI the company is going to make, because the primarily investment would be done by the franchisee, so he has to get out his ROI as well, because the investment is done by the franchisee. Yeah, and we are specifically taking the people from the non-jewelry background and who are serious about the business. So there's a lot of factors. It would be difficult to pinpoint one margin that would be wrong on my side, because it differs with the different franchisees.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
I want to express my sincere gratitude to our shareholders and investors for their continued support. Please feel free to contact with Dickenson for any further questions or insights. Thank you for your trust in Tribhuwan Das Beauty Jewellery Limited and for being part of our growth journey. Have a pleasant evening.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Tribhuwan Das Beauty Jewellery Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.